Welcome to the Talk to Your Pharmacist podcast. We're dispensing stories of success from across the continuum of care. I'm your host, Hillary Blackburn. Thanks for joining us to learn from leaders throughout the pharmacy industry. Hey, listeners, in this episode, hear about designing the doctor of the future with Dr. James Seema. And if you're interested in hearing more about what I'm doing with maternal health, check out www.rxformom.com and reach out if you are a pediatric pharmacist or pharmacist interested in maternal health. I'm looking for others who are also passionate about that and want to help with some content. Or maybe you're also a mom and have questions just like I did. So reach out. Let me know what you think about this project. All right. So today we have a special guest on the Talk to Your Pharmacist podcast. Our guest, Dr. James Seema. And we're going to be talking about his journey to becoming a doctor of chiropractic, which started when he suffered a back injury at the age of 15 and spent years enduring back pain. When he graduated from Cornell University with a Bachelor of Science, someone suggested he visit a chiropractor. The combination of being amazed by the results and his desire to be in the health field, he decided to enroll at New York Chiropractic College, graduating with honors and his Doctor of Chiropractic degree. But when he was in his last year of school, he saw a quote from Thomas Edison about a doctor who did not even exist. The quote was, "The doctor of the future will give no medication, but will interest his patients in diet, care of the human frame, and the cause and prevention of disease." So he spent the last year of his years following that definition of health and wellness and creating wellness programs to fit that. He has done extensive postgraduate educations in nutrition, blood chemistry analysis, exercise physiology and kinesiology, neuroendocrinology, craniopathy, organ and glandular therapy, neuromuscular re-education, extremity technique, etc. So he is in the process of developing a website designed to help people worldwide improve their health through nutrition. And he has now been in practice with his son, Dr. James Paul Seema, and daughter, Dr. Natalie DeJesse. Their 5,000 square foot clinic, along with 10 other physicians, these all include MDs, DOs, and DCs, allows for patients to receive the best health care through a functional and traditional medicine approach to health. Dr. Seema, welcome to the Talk to Your Pharmacist podcast.
Thank you, Doc.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. And now that our listeners have heard a little bit about your background, maybe you can fill in any other gaps from that intro or share a little bit more about your personal life. I love hearing that you're now in practice with two of your children. So it's neat they followed in your footsteps.
No, that was you gave a great opening. I couldn't have said it better. I love going to work on a daily basis with my children. They're really, you know, Dr. Natalie, she's involved with the pediatrics and the obstetrics. So she deals a lot with pregnant ladies and even the babies even both before they're born. She's kind of working with them as well with the moms and working from that perspective with patients. I am the other side is more into the functional medicine approach where we work with a lot of different patients with a lot of different ailments. They're the patients that kind of slip through the cracks between the medical establishment and the, let's say, the chiropractic or the wellness establishment, where even though they have certain issues where the doctors cannot identify what's going on, because we deal with more of a functional approach, we can try to find problems way before they exist. That's our goal, really. I can't say it better than Albert Einstein. He said, "Great minds solve problems, brilliant minds prevent them." And that's our goal, is to prevent, you know, problems from developing. It's a lot better than trying to deal with it after the fact. And I always kid around, I tell people, I said, "Listen, I found the cure for cancer." And so, well, what is it? It's like, prevent it. You know, when you get cancer, it's down the road. If you can do things to try to prevent that from happening, then the chances of you getting it, developing it, is less and less. But the other side of the coin is, even if you do develop it, you need a lot of different therapies to kind of help improve your overall health. You know, besides, you know, having some chemo or radiation, or if they have to do surgery, you still have to take care of the body itself, you know, physically, chemically, and mentally, emotionally. That's what we want to do. And my son, he does a lot of the sports, and he does dry needling, and we do a lot of extensive type work from PRP and stem cell therapy, and we do, the list goes on and on and on. HRT, we do it all. So we look at it from both a medical as well as a functional approach. So we kind of listen to patients. Look, these are things you can do medically, and these are things you can do from a functional perspective. And if we have the best of both worlds, that's what we're looking for. In fact, that's the whole goal of the clinic itself at this particular point. It's like blending everything together to give our patients the best outcome possible. So they have everything from surgery all the way down to, you know, taking supplements or diet or exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. And share with us, where is your clinic located?
It's in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Beautiful place. In fact, they just had the golf tournament right down the block, the Cognizant Classic. It used to be the Honda Classic, but a beautiful place. It's kind of like just living in paradise all the time. Enjoy going to work every day. It's kind of fun. I'm, you know, I work, well, I'd say I pretty much work full time. I pretty much work every day. And actually, we're developing a clinic up in Indian River State College, along with the college itself, a health and wellness center, dealing specifically with a lot of the, well, we'll be working along with, say, a lot of the Army vets, and we'll be working with veterans, as well as special forces, as well as first responders, and dealing with all the children, the students up there. There are, I think, well over 120,000 that they have. That, along with the school itself, is trying to recruit a lot of the Olympic teams, especially for the Summer Olympics. They have the high dive group already, and a few other ones that they're developing relationships with. So we'll be treating a lot of the, not only the veterans, but we'll also be treating a lot of the Olympic athletes.
Oh, fun. Well, you've mentioned a lot of different population groups, and, you know, thinking of beautiful Palm Beach, a lot of retirees. Now, who would you say makes up the most of your different patient population? You even mentioned, you know, helping patients with cancer. Are you seeing a lot of people with cancer and having some great results even there?
Yes and no. The thing with cancer, like I said, it's a very, very difficult thing to deal with, you know, once you develop it. So I would be, usually if I'm working with certain cancer patients, they're already doing the typical therapeutic treatments that they would get from the medical establishment. But along with that, we're doing nutrition with them, or working with them with exercise programs. And there are a lot of patients that are coming in, not necessarily for me to treat them for cancer, but to kind of help their bodies improve or rejuvenate as much as possible.
Got it. Yeah. I would imagine, you know, some retirees and things and are wanting to just optimize their health as they're getting older, but then even students, very fun. Now, maybe we can dive in a little bit about some of the types of work that you do. So probably some of our pharmacist audience, of course, we're all familiar with drawing labs and what some of those typical labs may tell you. But could you share a bit more about why, you know, using some of the different blood tests to develop or to determine what the best diet for you and what supplements to take to improve your blood chemistry?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because back when I started practicing, I was already very much involved with nutrition, and I wanted to utilize it in my practice. And so I was thinking about, well, if I'm going to work with nutrition, what do I need to know about a patient in order for me to deal with them effectively with nutrition? You just can't throw a diet at everybody and say, this is the, you know, one size fits all. So I said, well, there's two things I really need to know about nutrition. One is, what kind of foods are right for me? Because obviously everybody has a different kind of, you know, They come from a different background. They all require different foods. And more importantly, it was, you know, once you know what foods they should be eating, the second thing would be, well, what's going on with their glands and their organs? You know, are they having any kinds of thyroid issues or problems with their liver or their gallbladder or their adrenals or whatever organ it would be? How do we help utilize the blood test to determine which ones they are, to identify them, and then treat them with nutritional support? So I at that time, I didn't have the answers to those questions, but within a year or 2 years, you know, they always say, if you ask the right question, you'll always get the right answer. And somehow I asked the right questions, and I found two different doctors. One would utilize blood chemistry analysis to determine what kind of a diet you should be on, and the other one was utilizing it more from a specific approach rather than looking at a laboratory, as you know, where it has, you know, highs and lows. By the time you go to those ranges, it's already what they call pathological. So we kind of narrow the ranges down to kind of see if there's an organ, what glandular distress way before it becomes a real big issue, so we can then utilize supplementation where the vitamins, minerals, homeopathic remedies, glandulars, or herbal supplements to kind of devise a plan to help create the perfect nutritional balance for that particular patient. And the good thing is you can do a blood chemistry analysis. The reason why I love blood chemistry analysis is because there's no doctor out there that would refute it. It's like a test that everybody uses. It's a biochemical blueprint of who you are as a person. Instead of just looking at it from a perspective of disease, I rather look at it from a perspective of health and wellness and say, this is the kind of nutritional profile of food you should be eating, Mary or John or whoever it is. And then we see weaknesses with your thyroid or your adrenals, and we can utilize this kind of a support to assess and see what's going on and treat that for a while. And the beauty about a blood test is, well, number one, it doesn't lie. But number two, you can always do that follow-up to see if you made the changes. Besides having the patient say, you know, I feel better, because people go on the nutritional profile and they go, oh, I feel better, and rightly so, but how much better you're really doing from the perspective of getting your body to heal. So that's why they utilize the blood kit, because it's great. It's a great tool. No doctor would sit down and say, well, that doesn't exist. That doesn't make sense, because it does. Except I look at it more from a physiological perspective as opposed to sickness and disease. So I try to figure out a problem way before it becomes an issue.
Now, where were some of these trainings and things? So maybe, you know, some of this pharmacist audience is interested in learning a bit more about how you've been able to combine the traditional sense and then the more functional medicine and other approaches. Where were some of your, you know, recommended things for people who want to dig deeper into things like blood chemistry?
Yeah, there's really not much out there. There are certain things out there. I mean, of course, you know, I've written books on biochemical blood chemistry evaluation and nutraceutical treatment, but they have a lot of different information that they can probably get if they would like to get some more information. I'd be more than happy to send it to anybody. There's not many seminars out there on this. When I first started utilizing this, I met the two doctors who would, you know, teaching doctors to utilize these procedures, and I had to, or thank God I had the opportunity to meet with them, teach with them, and kind of learn from them. And then from there, I just took it upon myself to just say, okay, I have enough information. Now I just have to go out and kind of just look at everything and go really into detail. Doc, that's the thing I did with the blood chemistry analysis. I went to so much detail, even when I read the books, it's like, I can't believe I wrote it because it's so complicated. But and with all that, you know, complication came the simplicity, because once you understand the complicated aspect of it, you want to just take it and make it as simplistic as possible. And that's what I wanted to do with the blood chemistry analysis, because you have to be, you know, really well read in endocrinology, laboratory diagnosis, nutrition, you know, anatomy, physiology, and you know, just general chemistry and organic chemistry and biochemical chemistry. So it was like just trying to become an expert in all those different fields takes a long time. And so to do that without, like, you, and then you looking at a blood test, I simplified it by putting together a website that basically doctors can sign up and they can utilize their blood chemistry analysis and punch it into my program to assess what kind of a what kind of a nutritional profile or diet the patient should have, and then what's going on with their glands and organs, and seeing what you can do from what supplementation you can use to help create that change. I know a lot of people use supplements, and we're not talking about the stuff that you buy from GNC. We're talking about what we call nutraceutical grade. They just sold to physicians like myself, and the quality and where they get everything from, the raw materials, is like second to none. So it's a nice, I mean, I live by it. I mean, for the last, it's pretty close to 50 years now. I've been just, you know, studying nutrition, eating, treating, teaching, you know, and just loving every minute of it because I know it really helps people dramatically. I know I would probably be dead right now had I not become a chiropractor, because my back pain would have been so bad. I would have had to go for so many surgeries. I would have been a living wreck.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of people, you know, pain. I mean, that's certainly one of the kind of epidemics happening across the US. And you know, why you went into this path of pursuing health. What are some of the, you know, the three biggest kind of killers in our society today, and how can we avoid those traps?
Well, number one, I mean, actually, if you look at the numbers, the statistics, the number one killer in the United States today is heart disease. It's been like that for 70, 80 years. It hasn't changed one bit, even with this whole cholesterol stuff that they basically, you know, kind of the cholesterol thing. I really don't want to go into it in too much detail, but it was around from the day it started, and things didn't operate and make sense back then, and they make less sense today. But with that being said, it's number one is heart disease. Number two is cancer. And number three is iatrogenic disease caused by the physician. But if you look at all three, the reality is obesity. I wrote a book back in, well, let's put it this way. Back around 82, 83, 84, they started to change the food pyramid. And they start to say, fats are no good, stay away from cholesterol, heart disease, cholesterol, heart disease, cholesterol, heart disease. So they got people so afraid. And to this day, they're so afraid of fat. It's scary. It's just like, you know, fat's no good, fat's no good. So in reality, when they kept on telling people to stay away from fat, fat in nature is always found with protein. That's the way God intended it. Protein's the bricks, fat's the mortar. And if you look at meats, fats and protein, fowl, fats and protein, fish, fats and protein, nuts and seeds, fats and proteins, dairy, fats and proteins. So they immediately, as they said, restrict fat, restricted protein, and which is the body's mostly composed of water and then protein. And without taking that protein, the body robs Peter to pay Paul, and you just go through a breakdown process. So then when you're hitting 40, 50 or 60, your body's going downhill instead of going the other way. Because you should live a lot longer than 75, but healthy. I don't care about how long I live. I want to live healthy. I want to be vibrant as much as I can be.
Yeah. And
that's the key.
Well, how do you, you know, I mean, we are living longer and longer these days, but...
I'm going to share a stat with you, Doc. My son just told me this morning. He goes, this is the first year...
Oh, we've gone down.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Yeah, he told me.
Yeah.
I can understand it. You know, over the last 2 or 3 years with this COVID stuff, I walked through, the health is deteriorating.
Yes.
And one of my patients, she's a pharmacist. I love pharmacists. I really do. They're great people because they look at things from both sides. But she was like, she tells me all these stories of people, patients coming in, and things that have been happening. It's like, it's crazy. Learned about the shots. She was never one to, you know, be involved with the shots. And so it's been, I always tell her, I said, you know, Elizabeth, you should open up a nutritional store instead of a pharmacy. But they've been doing it for decades, and her and her husband, they love it. It's a family business, and they treat their patients like their family. So, and she was shocked herself. And so, I mean, am I shocked? No, because I've been around this, you know, been around here for 50 years. I've watched what's happened. I don't have to have anybody explain it to me. I just experienced it, saw it. It's sad. But getting back to what we were talking about before, the obesity factor is key. And I wrote a book back in 88, How to Eat More, Lose Weight, and Never Diet Again. And what I wrote back then is the same thing that I would write today, identical. And I saw this happen. I didn't realize it was going to be as bad as it is, but it's horrible. And it's not getting any better. And you have all these, I call them nutritional gurus out there. They got the one size fits all. And they just like, oh, you do this, you take that supplement, that's going to, no, it's not going to happen. Health is not that easy to achieve. It's a chemical balance, physical balance, and mental emotional. I don't care if you're on the right diet or you're the perfect exercise specimen or you're like, you have the brain of a genius. If you're physically a wreck or biochemically a wreck, your still health is a shot. It's done. So you got to be chemically balanced, physically, just like that, just the way Thomas Edison said. The only part he left out was the mental emotional balance, which in today's world with the stress that we're under, you know this as well as I do, it's killing people.
Yeah. Well, and we're in a society now where, I mean, as a pharmacist, right? I try to not take medications because I know all the different side effects and things. But you know, we want that easy fix. People are like, oh yeah, I'll just take a pill. Yeah. And it's like, oh, my cholesterol levels are up. Oh, let's take a statin. Or, oh, you know, the weight loss drugs, the GLP-1s, the Wegovy and semaglutide, those are so prevalent right now because everyone wants to lose weight. Easy, but yeah, speak a little bit more about, you know, what we're experiencing now with those like easy fix, which of course are going to have some downsides.
Well, they've been all these diets, and I've been watching them for like 50 years now. They've just basically, every person that goes on a diet destroys their metabolism, destroys their body chemistry, just one step at a time. So as time goes on, their metabolism is down to a snail's pace. When I do a blood chemistry, I look at their metabolic rate, and I measure it based on like where they came out with everyone in their blood test on the blood chemistry. So I can see if really most people, their metabolic rate is so shot, it's like they're just dragging themselves through the course of a day. They're just like one step at a time, and they got to do it because they're underneath so much stress, they just have to do it. And their metabolism, their blood chemistry is suffering, and they really don't see what's happening. And the laboratories today, a lot of them are really crooked out there, the labs. As far, when I say crooked, I don't mean it that. Like, I'll give you an example. There's two tests called AST and ALT, the liver enzyme test, okay?
Yes.
And if you look at the ranges of some of the labs, it'll go from 0 to 50 or 0 to 40. It's like, wait a second. At 0, if it's a liver function test, your liver's dead, you're dead. It's like, how do you even have a 0, you know, level like that? I saw them do it with the cholesterol levels. Cholesterol levels back in the early 80s were 225 to 325. And then they started low between 3, 250, 275, 225, 200. And as they were doing that over a year or two or three year time process, I said, they're causing a problem. They're going to cause a big problem. Sure enough, they have been. So by this time, most people's metabolic rate is so bad, then they go in and they try to do these strenuous exercises, which is the worst thing you can do, pushing your body into oblivion as you're starving it. That's the worst thing you can do to your body because it's going to hold on to calories and just hold on to whatever it needs because it thinks it's starving to death. And you just keep on pushing it and pushing it. And I just watch people just drain their bodies. Their adrenals get drained, ovaries get drained, testicles get drained, especially, you know, thyroid, pancreas. We, you know, we're living with, you know, every other person that come in is like a half type 2 diabetic. And it's all because of their nutrition, their lifestyle, their stress. And you change those things around and they'll start doing better and better.
So how willing are, what have you found is like the key to the motivation to get people to make those lifestyle changes? Because, you know, you think like, oh, these are easy things, like just change your nutrition, focus on these supplements. What does it take for somebody to be really motivated in that? And it's actually a little bit hard work. You've got to think a little bit more about like, oh, maybe I've never walked in, you know, the last 4 years. But how do you get people motivated to adopt those
things? That's a good question. You can't. You can't get them motivated. You can talk to them, and I'll tell you, the people who do get motivated, the ones that all of a sudden had a heart attack, they get motivated. The
Yeah.
ones that had this like life-threatening illness, they get motivated. And they're the ones that usually make the change. And a lot of people, like you said, that you know, they come in, they're like looking for the magical pill, the magical potion. I said, look, there's no such thing. I said, you know, I just, you know, look, I didn't make the rules. God did. I just follow. I'm not here to like say, well, you should do that. You have to do what you want to do. It's your body. It's you have to take care of yourself. And the only time that usually really hits home is when you're in so much pain and you're suffering so much that's when you're going to make the change. And there are certain people out there, Doc, you know as well as I do, they're not making the change. They'll keep on smoking. They'll keep on drinking. They'll keep on doing whatever they're going to do. And that's the way they treat their body. When people really start realizing how important it is to take care of your health, you know, wellness, there's nothing more important than it. I tell people that all the time. Well, the money, I don't care about money. Where you're going, money's useless, John. So don't even think about that. So, but it's kind of like, you know, they won't do it. And here's the thing, Doc, if I talk to people and say, look, do this blood test, do the nutrition, lose 30, 40 pounds. You won't have to go for the hip replacement, the knee replacement. We'll put you on the good exercise program. John will not want to do it. Have his knee replaced, then he wants to do everything in the world after the fact. And it's like, why didn't you do that before? Or, you know, it's like, I don't want to take care of him. I'm going to drink and have fun, and I'm going to eat crap and stuff. Now you got cancer. Now you have to go for radiation, chemo, or surgery, or all three. It's like, and they'll be dead. Whatever you got to do, Doc, save my life. It's like, why don't you do something about that? I think about the Christmas story, Scrooge, same thing. You know, had he not seen the Christmas story, he would have never changed, but he saw what the hell happened to him. And he just said, I'm not going to have that happen to me again. No, I'm not doing that. And I wish I could do that with patients. I wish I could say, okay, let's see what you're going to look like in 10 years. They'd be shocked. I would think they would sign up immediately. They'd be shocked to see how they would feel, because you don't know how you feel. You know, you don't. I see people. I see patients all the time. My heart goes out to them. I know how I feel at my age, and I see them, and they can just about barely walk and talk. It's like, this is ridiculous. I could never want to live like that. I don't care how long I would live. I don't want to live like that. But it's hard to motivate them. Can't
it
they
is.
Get motivated?
If only we had we could bring the ghost of Christmas future to them. Well, fascinating. Well, Dr. Seema, it's always good to have all of the different approaches under one roof, and to really get that holistic approach. And tell us more where people can find out about the blood tests and some of the work that you're doing. Where should they go look for that?
Actually, what they can do, the best thing they can do is just, they can call my office. If they want some information on that, they can go to my website, simafunctionalmedicine.com. CIMAfunctionalmedicine.com. Or they can call my office, 561-775-9111. And if they really want some questions answered by me, they can call my cell. And my cell is 561-775-2987.
Awesome. Well, great. It was great to have you as a guest. And something that I love to ask all of our guests on the show is, what is some advice that you would share with your younger self or for others out there who are just getting started in their career?
You know, as far as your career goes, just have a purpose. Have a purpose. Like, why are you doing what you're doing? That's the purpose. The purpose is why. And when I first got into this profession, because of it helping my back pain, and I mean, times I couldn't even get off the floor, Doc. It was like horrible. I couldn't even get to the commode. Forget about getting off the floor. And that was enough to motivate me to say that if I can help people in that shape, you know, that's like a feeling that you can't get. And I was at a seminar one time, and there was a doctor that he had a quote from Socrates. And it says, the closest you can ever get to God, I'm paraphrasing now, is to bring health to one's fellow person. And it was like, that's what I do every day.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Seema, it was a pleasure to have you as a guest on the Talk to Your Pharmacist podcast.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Talk to Your Pharmacist, produced by the Pharmacy Advisory Group. If you liked this episode, let us know by subscribing to the podcast, rating, and reviewing it. Share it with friends. And if you want to be a guest or know a pharmacist leader who has a great story to tell, connect with me, Hillary Blackburn, on LinkedIn and check out our Facebook page, Pharmacy Advisory Group, for updates on new podcasts. Thanks for listening.